It's 11:09. This is WGN. That's Wilson Pickett. I don't know where he is or what's going on there, but it sounds like a good place to be right now. And it's one of the things that you will see and hear when you check out the Coda Collection. It's new on Amazon Prime starting on Thursday, and one of the principal faces or voices or commentators that you'll hear is Chicago's own Greg Kot. Hey, Greg, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Jen, how are you?
Good. What is your role or title going to be with this new Amazon Prime offering?
I'm head of editorial, which means that I'm kind of charged with coming up with all the editorial content that's going to contextualize all this great video we have. We have about 150 videos, documentaries, concert films that are going to be available, as you mentioned, on the Amazon Prime streaming channel. And then we, under the Coda Collection moniker, and then we'll also have a website and an app with a ton of additional content, more video, more editorial content, written words, long essays, interviews with artists, pictures, timelines, playlists that go to the Amazon Music site. So we're sort of surrounding it with a lot of content, and I'm sort of in charge of that part of it.
When I watch it on TV or on my computer, what will I see?
You're going to see a pretty cool website that has trailers for all of the movies and then links to, the streaming service on Amazon. So Coda Collection is a company, Legacy Music Partners, a Chicago-based independent record company that has partnered with Amazon Prime for this this opportunity. And then we're also working with a bunch of artists who are on our board, like the John Lennon, Yoko Ono estate, the Hendrix estate, Bob Dylan's manager is one of the board members. So we have some pretty high level people who are viewing this as an opportunity to bring a lot of new and archival video to light. Right now, the platform for music video is pretty much of a hodgepodge. You go to YouTube, you'll see some stuff on Netflix, but it's kind of scattered around. It's not really presented in any kind of coherent way. So this is kind of like the first multimedia platform devoted to music, really. There's really nothing else out there like it, and it was a pretty exciting opportunity that I couldn't pass up.
Yeah, I'm thinking of MTV in its initial days in my head, and that was for music videos and music talk. I don't know that it was as comprehensive. Well, it wasn't at all, is what you're talking about. And maybe enough things have sort of splintered off that there's room for exactly what you're doing. Maybe they've left. Maybe there's a gaping hole for what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we think so. This has been 10 years in the making. I got pulled in about a year ago after I took the buyout from the Chicago Tribune, and about 2 weeks later I got this call. From the people who were putting this together, and they said that I was one of the first 10 or 12 people they brought in to work on it, and I was looking for an excuse not to do it. I there was other things I was planning on doing at that time, but everything they told me sounded so good. It was really kind of an opportunity to start over again and build something from the ground up in a way that I thought was really smart and really spoke to people who love music. And like I said, I didn't think there was anything else out there like this. So I thought it was just an incredible opportunity for people who love music to sort of really have an immersive kind of experience with multimedia.
Yeah. Well, Greg, when I'm thinking about this, though, I'm still thinking that, okay, either however I access it, I'm going to watch concerts. I'm going to watch maybe concerts I've never seen before. Am I going to see famous concert movies that have been made and everybody knows and loves and I would just like to find it there? Or is this all going to be stuff we've never seen before? And is it principally concerts? Is that what we're looking at? Answer that question after this on WGN. Greg Kot, you remember him, the rock and roll critic at the Chicago Tribune, is now working with Amazon Prime on something called the Coda Collection. Sounds like he's coordinating the content. I'm still kind of curious, though, about what am I going to watch when I watch this, Greg? Am I going to see concerts I've never seen before, or will I find the old standbys? What are we going to look at?
Well, all of the above and more, John. It's a mixture of new content, archival stuff, stuff that's never been streamed before, stuff that's extremely rare, stuff that's brand new. It's going to be a mixture of documentaries, concert films, interviews. You know, we've got in-depth interviews with people like Bill Withers and Chuck D. We've got concert films with, you know, artists from the Rolling Stones and Jimi Hendrix to Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters, Wu-Tang Clan. We've got documentaries about artists and bands. We've got, you know, a great documentary about the Wax Trax label, the Chicago industrial label that started here in the late 70s, and a great documentary about their founders. We've got a documentary about Cream Magazine, the great rock and roll magazine that came out of Detroit, and we've got a ton of content, original writing from Cream Magazine. We've got video interviews with some of the key principals of Cream Magazine. So it's a real mix of, you know, just about, if you think of a great rock and roll magazine, there's very few of them right now, but it's sort of that approach to the content with video. So you sort of get the best of both worlds. You get in-depth writing, in-depth kind of content, combined with videos that have never been streamed before, extremely rare, difficult to find, to brand new stuff. I think we're going to have new video coming in the next 6 months from people like Johnny Cash, the Rolling Stones, Dylan. I mean, they're delivering this stuff to us as we speak, so it's a pretty cool opportunity to work with a wide variety of stuff across a multitude of genres and generations.
What am I paying for this? Did I see $4.99 a month?
Yeah, $4.99 a month gets you access to the videos on the streaming channel, Amazon Prime. There's the website in addition to that, which is free. We get a ton of content on there as well. So it's all sort of tied in together, and it's a pretty good deal. I mean, I think it's for $5, you're getting a ton of stuff that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Tell me a story. Take me to a concert. Do something for me here that you're excited about having discovered at the Coda Collection.
Well, you know, it's not something that I necessarily discovered. I knew about it, and I wanted to make sure that we were able to acquire it. We got a Soul to Soul movie, which was made in the early 70s about a great concert that occurred in Ghana in 71. It was a bunch of African-American artists who went overseas to Ghana and interacted with the local musicians there and gave this 13-hour festival, you know, on the coast of, on the Atlantic coast there. And it was really kind of a meeting of the two worlds. Ghana had just won its independence and then had been the independent ruler had been overtaken by a military coup. The African Americans were coming over at a time of the, you know, upheaval in the civil rights movement. These were both oppressed peoples coming together and using music as a form of celebration and solidarity about what people were going through at the time. So you're talking about a mix of social and political issues under the umbrella of this incredible concert, where you have people like Wilson Pickett, the Staple Singers, Ike and Tina Turner, Santana, interacting with these African musicians at a time of incredible upheaval in the world. I just think it's a wonderful a presentation that touches all the bases. Even if you're not all that interested in the music per se, the social and political issues will pull you in. And I think that's one of the things we try to highlight, is that these are humanistic movies. It's not just about sort of a encyclopedic and presentation of music, but music that resonates with people's lives in a way that, you know, I think will move them.
Almost surprised they let them have that concert, considering the fact that the military had overtaken the government and now they were suppressing the people. I don't suppose they appreciated this melding of the two continents in music on the stage, but they let them do it. What's the quality of the music when you find these things?
Well, it's pretty stunning. I think people will be impressed, first of all, with what we've been able to do with it, both in the, you know, when you're watching it on your, say you choose to, you know, view it on your cell phone even, you're going to be really impressed with what you're going to see and hear, because the video, the tech people have done a tremendous job of getting the highest quality video available. So, you know, even if you have like an old VHS copy of some of the stuff, which is probably the only other way some of the stuff would have been available to you,
right.
You'll notice a marked difference in the quality and the sound and the visuals. And, you know, to my mind, it's a multimedia site done right. Our tech folks are incredible in terms of what they're able to do with this stuff. And I just think somebody who loves music is gonna love this.
Are there contemporary artists that they're profiling or following too? People that are out on tour right now or would be on tour, current recording artists?
Oh yeah, you know, we've got Rage Against the Machine, we've got Pearl Jam, we've got Foo Fighters. I mean, Wu-Tang Clan, Public Enemy. I mean, it's a myriad of contemporary stuff. We just did a big piece on Pearl Jam performing its 10 album, the 13 million selling debut album. It's only done the album in its entirety in concert a handful of times. And we've got the latest performance of that album as part of our collection. It's a pretty moving show. They basically do the 10 album front to back at the start of the show and then move into, you know, kind of a greatest hit set. But it's a pretty powerful statement from the band. And it was streamed initially when it came out, and it's been pretty hard to find otherwise. So really nice to be able to bring that to a wider audience.
Another band artist that I would be interested in seeing footage of is Radiohead, old footage.
Yeah, we're working on that actually. We have an agreement right now, a licensing agreement with Sony Records, and Sony's one of the biggest labels. Radiohead's not on Sony, but now that Sony's involved, the idea is that we would have partnerships with the other major labels as well.
Awesome.
Under which Radiohead would fall. So that's the idea, that within the next 6 months to 6 to 9 months, we'll start bringing in all this content from the other major labels. Because again, they don't have a home for this stuff. There is no one place you can put.
How do the artists feel about this, though, Greg? Like, if I'm doing concerts, maybe out on a tour right now, you know,
right.
or would be. But I mean, maybe I don't want to give it away to you guys. I'd rather people come and pay for it and watch it at the United Center. I wonder what artists think about this, and what's your relationship like with these acts as a result of that?
Well, actually, it is a revenue stream for the artists because they're licensing this stuff to us. We're not putting it up for free. It's, you know, this is a business negotiation with each video that we put up on the site. And so the artists are getting paid, and actually they see it as kind of a lifeline because they aren't able to tour, as you mentioned, and
yeah.
Record sales have tanked. You know, this video content's valuable, but they didn't really have a home for it. I mean, most of that stuff that goes up on YouTube, that's unauthorized. A lot of that stuff is just up there because somebody uploaded it. We're doing it legitimately and putting money in the pockets of a lot of these artists who can't tour. And that's why a lot of these artists, like, you know, for example, the Punch Brothers, have given us a concert performance that they did basically in an empty theater. And, you know, here's something that we just did 2 months ago. We're giving this to you. We couldn't have done this any other. We're not being able to reach our fans the normal way. So here's a way to get a concert performance out in front of our fan base because we're not able to tour, and we're able to put some money in their pocket on top of that. So it's a great way for these artists to reach their fans at a time when they can't be touring.
Chicago music critic Greg Kotz on a phone line. He's the editorial director at Coda Collection. And Coda Collection is a new offering from Amazon Prime. There's an app, there's a website, and then you can go on Amazon and you can actually watch all of this archival footage that he's talking about. Some of it's stuff you haven't seen. Some of it is maybe stuff. Would I be able to literally type in, Greg, I just want to see the Rolling Stone concert, and it will come up? Is it a channel that presents things at a certain time? How will that work?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be able to stream stuff on demand. So, like, if you go to the Coda Collection website, there's actually a site there, codacollection.co, that you can access right now.
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a preview of what is going to happen on Thursday when we launch officially. And that'll give you trailers for everything that we have on the streaming channel and give you links to how to get to it. Ditto for when, if you go on Amazon Prime, you'll be able to see the Coda Collection as part of that, a subset of the Amazon Prime streaming channel. So you'll be able to access it multiple ways on your cell phone, on your PC, on your television, which, however you choose to watch, video. So it'll be, you know, it's pretty accessible, and it's basically one click away.
Well, I'm not surprised that you found something to do, Greg. You've always been a great resource in Chicago and across the country for music. And when you left the Tribune, I think all of us have felt a certain amount of sadness to see some of these voices silenced, if even temporarily. Greg Cotta, Blair Kamen, et cetera, Phil Vitale, And I'm glad that we're still going to be able to tap into your wisdom and check this stuff out.
Yeah, thanks, John. It's great to be able to write again and at length about stuff that I love. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I feel bad. I feel sad that I leaving the Tribune, but this is a great opportunity that I'm really looking forward to, and I hope other people feel the same way.
I got $4.99 a month. Greg Kot, editorial director. I mean, that's not even a beer at the concert you're going to go to. So,
exactly.
Give it a try. Okay, that's a half a beer. It's not even half a beer. What am I talking about? Well done, Greg. We'll be checking it out. Thanks for your time, and we'll maybe zoom in with you or check in with you as this thing gets rolling after Thursday.
That'd be great, John. Thanks.